It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Please, could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? How are you today? Oh, I'm glad to see you. Yes, sir, I've got something to weave with. Something with which to weave. This is a loom. A weaving loom. Have you ever seen one? Well, I bet you've seen some things that have been woven. Yeah, this tie of mine was woven. And this little bit right on here has already been woven. You see it there? A little bit of material right along in there. And that string that goes back and forth and back and forth the whole way. Now, I'll show you what we do. This is a shuttle. We're going to put the shuttle in here and make a dark string go through now. See there? It's right along in there. And then this little thing presses it close to what's already been woven. And then we change this here and make the shuttle go back this way. Come along, shuttle. And little by little, this gets woven into a piece of material the whole way along here. See that? Well, that's kind of a complicated loom, and one that I borrowed just so I could show you. But I'll tell you something that we could just weave ourselves. Take your fingers like that, and then take another finger and just weave it in and out of those fingers like that. Or a strip of paper. It's good to have light and dark together, and then you can see it better. This. First you show one and then hide the next, and show one and hide the next. See that? I think it's probably easier to do it with light paper or dark paper. Like that. We pretend that those are fingers. And then just weave this one in and out of them. And sing to you just the way I feel about you. I like you as you are, exactly and precisely. I think you turned out nicely, and I like you as you are, even if you don't know how to weave. I like you as you are, without a doubt or question, or even a suggestion, 'cause I like you as you are. I like your disposition, your facial composition, and with your kind permission, I'll shout it to a star. I like you as you are. I wouldn't want to change you. Or even rearrange you, not by far. I like you, I-L-I-K-E-Y-O-U. I like you, yes I do, yes I do. I like you, Y-O-U. I like you as you are. It looks like a fan, doesn't it? Just two colors woven in and out. You know, there's a place downtown in my neighborhood that has great big looms, great big things like this, and people weave on them. Oh, they weave big things, yeah, tablecloths and shawls and all sorts of things. Would you come with me? And we can go and see those people with their big looms. Come on. There's a good deal of traffic downtown, so stay close, all right? Okay, I'll button up, and off we'll go. To the Weavers. Come along.
This machine. How do you make it work?
Well, you use this foot pedal right here.
Oh, that's very much like a pedal in a car.
Yes.
The cargo. Accelerator. All right. Foot pedal on the floor.
Let me just take this and put it on here. Take the mole here.
Now, does this make that go around real fast?
Yes,
it
makes
it go around. Do it, will you? Well, now, how do you put that on there?
You have to set it on the floor. You just take it around a few times so it sort of catches.
Uh-huh.
See, then you stop. Well, first, it's got to be a little tighter.
How long have you been doing this, Jack?
Well, for a couple of weeks now. A
couple of weeks? Oh, you're really learning now, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, good. Let's see.
So you start off slow. You have to wind. You can't go back this way or else, you know. When you pull it, it won't, you know, if you go back here, it sort of sticks as it comes off.
Yeah.
Like this, it just... Oh, I'll show you.
Now, are you finished with it?
Yes, I'm finished.
And is it this that you put it in?
Yes, it's a shuttle.
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 Shuttle, ladies and gentlemen, a shuttle. The bobbin goes into the shuttle?
Yes.
Who taught you all this?
Well, Mrs. Malden and then Mrs. Giles, they both did. And you just catch it through here.
You're going to be a real weaving gentleman.
As it comes out here.
I see. And then that goes into the loop, and you just weave it.
Thanks.
Okay, well, why don't we go over and see some weaving, all right?
All right.
Can you do that part, too?
Sure.
Good. Come on. Now, the bobbin's in the shuttle, huh?
Yes.
All right. Now, what do you do?
I'll have to push. Well, I have to bring this here to clear this up. Push that. And you throw the shuttle across. You sort of pull it tight like this.
Pull this back.
Oh. That's it, guys.
So that kind of automatically weaves it in and out, huh?
Just getting going.
Zip. What about those pedals?
Well, these pedals, there's only two pedals. Each one.
That changes the thread for you,
yeah. When you push it through this way,
yep.
It's all, this is locked. But if I had it like this, and it's this one.
I see.
It makes it come off, see?
Uh-huh. Yes. You're almost finished, aren't you?
Yes. How much more will I be able to do?
Mrs. Malden? Jack's almost finished here. He wondered how much more he'd be able to do.
Well, I imagine about 4 or 5 inches more, Jackie.
What's this going to look like when Jack's finished? Will it look something like this one?
It will look like this. And this is what we call a stole.
A stole?
You know, you wrap it around your shoulders until the evening, so when you're going out, and,
Yeah. You're not chilly today, are you?
No, Grandpa.
Grandpa. How about Grandma?
Oh, Grandma. Grandma.
Are you doing anything right now?
Oh, yes. I'm making a pattern for a house where we're making all the fabric for. And it's called Dog Track. It's very lovely.
Dog
Track. Would you like to see them?
I would.
Oh, good. I'll make
Thanks
dog tracks right
Dad.
Over.
Thanks very much, Dad.
You're welcome.
I'll go over with Mrs. Malden now and see some dog tracks.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
You have two shuttles, Mrs. Malden.
Yes, I have two. This is my tabby of cotton, and this is my filler of silk and cotton. It's called the dog track pattern. It's somewhat complicated because I have to use six treadles in order to make this. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I shouldn't be in the way.
And it takes a lot of thinking at times in order to get my pattern going. This beater will take and beat in my thread, and then I'll lock it with a changing treadle.
Uh-huh. Now the petals are called treadles, is that?
Yes, these are treadles. And that forms our pattern. Just one of the many complicated pattern systems that's set up in order to make anything on a ribbon.
Now, how long have you been working it?
Well, I've been working this about 3.5 years. And, I've done quite a few pieces.
I'm sure you have. Now, what does this look like then when it's finished? Is this going to be a bedspread or something like that?
This will probably be for a dust ruffle. And we have also made tape of about 3/4 of an inch wide to cover the seams on our dust ruffle.
Mrs. Malden, there's one part that I didn't understand, and that's this part back here. What is that?
Well, these things called? Back here are called harnesses. And
harness.
I'm a harness.
Like a horse. Like
right. Harness like a horse. You string petals. And heddles have eyes, and we thread in our warp that way. Uh-huh. This is set up for four harnesses.
Harness one, harness two, harness three, harness four.
Harness four. Uh-huh. And there are some that are set up for eight harnesses, which maybe you'll get to see later.
Now, what do you do when you finish your particular material?
Well, we'll relax it a little, and then we'll cut it off.
Oh, you just
cut it off? Right straight across. Our thread.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll unloose and take it off. Perhaps you can get to see one.
I'd like to.
Well, I think maybe Jackie's ready to do this with his.
Oh, good. Jack's ready to do it with his. So let's go over there.
Just sit still, Rick.
I guess you're ready to remove your cloth now, Jack.
Have you ever done this before, Jack?
No, I haven't. It's my first time.
Great. We'll see it done well. Mr. Apprentice Weaver.
You're doing a fine job.
Is this going to be a stole?
Yes.
A whole lot of stoles, huh?
Yes, sir. I don't know just how many there's going to be, though.
Can we pull it off?
Yes, we do.
Maybe you should pull it, the first one.
See his rod ends right here.
Right there?
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you want me to cut it here?
Did you see that? Could you cut that off? Can I help you? Should I hold it for him?
Yes.
Proud of you, Mr. McCall.
Thank you very much.
Well, if it continues this way, you might one day be one of our master craftsmen in the weaving business.
I bet so.
possible in this place.
What would you think of a scarf for a Mr. Rogers out of
it? Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely.
I'll buy this from you, okay?
Okay.
Is it about 2 or 14 or 27? That's what we call in our neighborhood of make-believe. Thank you all very much.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
It was our pleasure.
Mrs. Malden. Thank you, Jack, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Can I shake your hand?
Sure.
I hope you weave many miles of good material. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs.
Bye, sir. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Like that? Here's the scarf. Didn't he do... Uh-oh. I wonder if that's been flashing the whole time we've been gone. Hello? Hi, Edgar. How are you? Yeah, we were downtown visiting some weavers. Jack McCall was taking off his first scarf, and he gave it to me. Yeah, I'm proud of him, too. What's on at the castle? A string quartet? Hey, that's some of my favorite music. Could we come just by counting? String quartets are kind of like weaving, too. Four melodies all together. All right, we'll count, Edgar. We'll be glad to come. Some of the court musicians are there. Four of them to play for King Friday. Let's count to 13, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Excellent, excellent, bravo, fine gentlemen. I'm glad you're participating in this Haydn festival at the castle today. Will the two violinists please come to my side? Thank you. Mr. Feldman, Mr. Elkind, a pleasure to welcome you here. You know that the Haydn String Quartet, Opus 74, number 3, is one of my royal favorites. The first 8 measures of that is a rather lilting kind of a rump, 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 is it not?
Oh, yes.
I wonder if you gentlemen would play those measures for me.
Certainly.
Rump, 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 something like that. Oh, I remember that so well. Thank you very much. I'll be asking... Mr. Laevsky,
yes.
As violist,
your
viola is larger than the violin,
mm-hmm.
Is it not?
It is, certainly is.
And therefore you're able to play a little lower, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you play that same theme from the Haydn?
My pleasure.
Thank you. Then fit in with the other gentlemen's, will it not?
Oh, yes, it would help.
Thank you very much. Now, the cello is even larger than the violin and viola, so large that it must sit on the floor. Mr. Grabanier, would you kindly play those first measures for me? Thank you. I like the way I go, hum, prum, prum, hum, prum, prum. Now, gentlemen, would you play those 8 measures that you've played for me separately? Would you play them together, please? Oh, yes, that's superb. Now, that's the beginning of that favorite quartet of mine. Could you play the first movement for my pleasure? Thank you. Haydn Festival. Bravo, bravo, excellent gentlemen. Before we go on with our festival, I'd like to invite you all for tea in the tea room. It's just down the hall from the S room, gentlemen. Won't you follow me there, please? Excellent. Oh, my, what a pleasure to hear you all. Down to the tea room.
11, 12, 13. Doesn't King Friday have special guests? Violin, viola, and cello, and they didn't learn how to play those things right when they got those instruments. Mm-mm, they worked at that a long time. Just like maybe you work at your piano. Do you ever play a piano? I learned when I was a little boy. I think I was 6 when I started to play. And I'd go to the movies or I'd hear something on the radio and I would play what I heard. And then my teacher taught me the notes. And sometimes I'd play when I was happy, and sometimes I'd play when I was sad, and sometimes I'd play when I was angry, all sorts of things with my fingers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd play even before I went to bed at night. And I like a song to sing before I go to bed. In fact, I think of you sometimes when I sing this one. Good night, God, and thank you for this very lovely day. Thank you, too, for helping us at work and at our play. Thank you for our families, for each and every friend. Forgive us, please, for anything we've done that might offend. Keep us safe and faithful, God. Tell us what to do. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. Good night, God, and thank you, God, for letting us love you. I'm grateful that your life and my life are all woven together in friendship. Mm-hmm. Just like that string quartet, all of those people playing together to make one beautiful piece of music. Yeah. Well, our visit's over for today. My goodness, the time goes quickly. Yeah, but you know when we'll be together, don't you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Right, tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Oh, you. And till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy, sure. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.